This weekend, along with the traditional Easter celebrations, there'll be many events held all over the country to mark the millennium of the Battle of Clontarf and the death of Brian Boru. From the transformation of St Anne's Park in Raheny into a Viking village to a Feel of Brian Boru celebration in Killaloe in County Clare, there are events on offer to suit everyone. Evelyn O'Rourke has been taking a look at the programme of cultural highlights and she's with me now in studio. You're going to start, Evelyn, with the story of the battle itself and an installation at the Little Museum of Dublin. Tell us more.
Well, this is a work shown by the artist Fergal McCarthy, and Fergal has been known in the past for his ambitious work that he's done, large scale work, and this one is no different. I was in with him yesterday, and basically he's been given this space in the Little Museum on Stephen's Green, and he was given carte blanche to create something to commemorate the Brian Boru story. So he has devised a piece he calls Rewriting History, The Battle of Clontarf as You've Never Seen It Before. He's also created a really interesting soundscape to go with it. And he explained to me that what he did is he got school children in Reykjavik to reenact a battle and school children in Dublin to do the same. He recorded them, mixed the sounds. So there's just a really lush feel to this piece. There's a lot of layers here. And I just started by getting Fergal to describe the work and what was in his head when he went around creating it.
Saw this beautiful Georgian space and I was immediately moved to make a wallpaper type installation. So I've made these giant 4 meter tall panels and I've papered every single space with the story, and it's almost like a graphic novel or a cartoon telling the story of Brian Boru. I changed all the language, so there's no historical old school lingo, it's all fun and playful. Each picture's got about two sentences. That's about as much, I think, that anybody can take in. And then the picture is quite funny that goes with it. I like the idea that an art gallery or a museum can be an interactive space. And that's what happened, especially kids, when they've come in here, they've sat down at the table. And in the past 3 days, we've done about 200 pictures already.
And he's determined that it will be an alternative version in some ways of the story. So when people actually go to see this, what will they see on the walls of the exhibition space?
When you walk into the room, it is very dramatic because it's a big high ceiling and floor to ceiling is covered in these panels, like wallpaper panels. I think there's over 100 different panels. There's a sense of horrible histories about the tone of the way he's created this and has told the story, or Asterix and Obelix nearly, I was thinking. So what it got him to do was to maybe pick one or two specific panels just to give people a sense of the illustration that there and the calligraphy, because both work hand in hand. So here he talks about just one or two in particular that caught my eye.
So this is about the Vikings, and we know that they had this great sense of cleanliness, and the Irish at the time didn't have that. So when the Vikings arrived in Dublin, the ladies fell in love with them because they smelled so beautifully, because Saturday meant the bath day. So I said their success with the ladies might have been down to a grooming regime which included a weekly bath, knit-free combed hair, regularly cleaned ears, and the Vikings' refusal to travel anywhere without a spare set of clothing.
So then below, in panel 17, this is one that has a mixture of a picture to go along with the text there. Read and describe this
one
for me.
So the Vikings continued to hit up monasteries to supply Dublin's thriving slave market. Slaves were traded for silver, and before long, Dublin was a boom town. Rather than going for drawing a slave market, I drew a supermarket, and the Vikings are checking out the slaves in trolleys, and the trolleys are made out of wicker, because that's what the houses were made of back then, and it says, sorry, no credit, and free apple with every slave.
Fergal McCarthy there talking about his installation at the Little Museum, which is on Stephen's Green in Dublin, part of the commemorations for the Battle of Clontarf this weekend. Evelyn, events happening all over the country and all over the island, in fact. What's going on in Armagh?
Well, in Armagh, they've been building up to this weekend for quite a while. What they decided to do was to take the waking of Brian Boru as their theme, and he was waked in Armagh for 12 days. So they invited local people to come along and help them create a performance. And it's really collaboration of teams from the Armagh County Museum, the observatory there, and the public library coming together to mark this. So it'll be on over the weekend. It's on in St. Patrick's Church of Ireland Cathedral, and everybody, of course, is welcome to come and see it. They say it'll be rather spectacular. spectacular, big scale production, and it should be very, very interesting for everyone who goes there.
Finally then, the ARC will be starting the starting point for a new musical event from harpist Cormac Tabara and singer Moya Brennan. You went along to rehearsals. What did you see and hear there, Evelyn?
They are presenting an event called 1014, and what they've decided to do is take the idea of the harp, which of course is integrated with Brian Boru. That's, you know, that image of the Irish harp, the Brian Boru harp that we all know so well. And Cormac is an established and recognised harpist. Moya Brennan, of course, from Clonadh. They have reworked some of their existing material and written some new material to celebrate and tell the story of Brian Boru. This production is aimed, you know, really at children, I suppose, which is why it's launching in the ARC, and they are bringing it nationwide. But I have to say, in what I went on yesterday and heard yesterday, it's really gorgeous, lush music. And here in this bit, Cormac Tabara explained to me a little bit more about the show and their intention when they created it.
"1014" is basically the tale of Brian Boru and the Battle of Clontarf and his life story through song and some spoken word. But mostly we've reworked some of Moya's songs, we've written some new songs to tell the tale of the young man from Dalgash who travelled up the banks of the Shannon to Tara, to Armagh, proclaimed himself Emperor of Ireland, not High King. So interesting. In the recording we have the wire strung harp, which would have been the harp you see in Trinity College. They call it the Brian Boru. It's not quite as old as he is, but it would have been the harp in the court. All the chieftains, all the Taoiseach would have had an old Gaelic harp. So we've used that a little bit. We have one with us for the tour, so people can see what it looked like. And we have the two harps with us, and we have percussion, and we have keyboards for the atmosphere. So it's 50 minutes of walk back in history, hopefully.
Certainly a beautiful musical atmosphere being created there, Evelyn.
Cormac and Moya work regularly together, Sean, on a project they called Harps and Voices, but they really have an enduring relationship. They said that the reason they loved the story was that there were so many elements to it and that it was rich for them to work with. But in this bit, I asked Moya to talk about the theme song of the show, 1014, and she was very keen in particular to compose a good, strong theme tune here for her audience, as she explains to me here.
Well, the core has been 1014, the first High King, proud and wise, strong and true. 1014, his final battle, Brian Boru, Brian Boru. I mean, that's something that you could easily remember. And then all of a sudden you remember the date, you remember about Brian and that. And when you have great material to work with, it does come around easier. I mean, we did find it quite easy to get there eventually. But, you know, it's fun.
Moya Brennan there telling us a little bit more about 1014, her collaboration with the harpist Cormac Tabara, celebrating or commemorating 1014 and Brian Boru. ARC.ie for details of where that show goes when it goes out on tour after its run at the ARC, and for everything happening over the weekend and commemorating 1014, Brian Boru Millennium.ie.